Things your future self will thank you for. Small changes, lasting results. Written by Dr. Mark Rowe and read by Kieran O'Brien. Building new habits can take a lot longer than the quick fix formulas often advertised. Research from University College London shows that it takes between 18 and 236 days, 66 days on average, to reach a stage where it becomes easier to keep going with your new habit than to let go of it. That's 66 days of committing to exercise, even when you feel you're too tired or too busy or it's wet and windy outside. Habits are hardwired, automatic, and ritualized behaviors that shape your health and life overall. You make your habits, and then your habits make you. Over time, the meals you order, the exercise you take, and the work habits you cultivate all add up to influence the person you become. As a creature of habit, you tend to keep thinking, feeling, and doing what you have always thought, felt, and done. In fact, research has found that more than 40% of the actions people performed each day weren't actually conscious decisions, but habitual behaviors carried out while the participants were thinking of something else. As a doctor, I can appreciate just how difficult positive change can be, even when we understand the benefits of making the change in question. Many people know what they should do in terms of their health, but they stay chained to their existing habits. I call this the intention gap, the very real gap between who you are today as you read this and future you with new habits firmly ingrained. The basal ganglia are very old brain structures located deep in the brain tissue near the skull base. They play a key role in the coordination of complex movement patterns such as grasping, walking, and eating, and along with the executive lobe, they help the brain prioritize the rapid deployment of a particular pattern of movement. Speed of response was vital in a world where potential danger lurked beyond every bush. The automation is also key to forming habits. Being able to automate a behavior pattern through the basal ganglia also means you do not have to use your willpower muscle to consciously choose and carry out an action. This consumes valuable brain energy, something that is always in relatively short supply. Instead, you can simply replay the desired behavior. For example, brushing your teeth or locking your front door without giving it much thought.